This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for October 2023. Today, we are revisiting the work of Dr. Georgi Lozanov, the father of accelerated learning, Suggestopedia. How did Dr. Georgi Lozanov, a Bulgarian medical doctor and educator, teach accelerated learning to his students? Dr. Georgi Lozanov, a Bulgarian medical doctor specializing in psychiatry, physiology, psychotherapy, and education, plays the slow movements of Baroque music, music from 1600 to 1750 in the background of his classrooms, to teach foreign languages and other subjects to his students. In learning languages, his students learn, quote, 100 to 1,000 new vocabulary words every day with 98% retention. What are the principles of Dr. Lozanov's Suggestopedia, Accelerated Learning? As a man of healing, a physician, Dr. Lozanov discovered that people learn best when they are happy and relaxed and believe they are capable of succeeding at the subject they are learning. He says, quote, a small child learns to ride a bike with one of his parents holding on until he or she is comfortable and can ride by him or herself. As a small child, we are happy and comfortable and willing to learn. Once we go to school, roadblocks are placed in our way, and we feel we cannot do the work. Dr. Lozanov removes these roadblocks to learning through the power of positive suggestion. He says, with a, quote, relaxed and focused state of mind, learning becomes joyful. He trains his teachers to be experts in their field, to love and care about their students' well-being, and believe in their goals for success. The music in the background of Lozanov's classroom is the slow movements of Baroque composers Bach, Vivaldi, Handel, Corelli, Tartini, and Pachelbel. The music played is slower than a person's heartbeat and relaxes the student and helps them remember more. In Dr. Lozanov's classroom, the students are in a circle so that the learning is active learning, not competitive. On December 11th through 17, 1978, 25 experts from countries around the world were sent from UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, to evaluate Dr. Lozanov's Suggestology as a learning methodology. They concluded that Dr. Lozanov's method of Suggestopedia be recommended for application all over the world. A year after the conference, Dr. Lozanov said, I was stopped at the border by the Bulgarian communist government when I was going on an official trip to the United States. They took my passport and placed me under house arrest, which lasted for 10 years, 1979 through 1989. Dr. Lozanov no longer had, quote, the right to travel, to receive or send letters, to lecture on television or at the university. He also couldn't publish anything, couldn't talk on the phone with people from abroad. During this time, he was permitted to go only from his home to the institute. During these 10 years, he did not know what was happening in the world, and imitators offered versions of his work that were not Dr. Lozanov's Suggestopedia. He says, I couldn't protect myself. I didn't even have the full information of what was going on in the world. For the 10 years of house arrest, he went from the State Research Institute of Suggestopedology and then came home every day. After the 10 years of house arrest, he went to Vienna and managed a research institute for learning studies in Austria for 6 years and began a new department, Suggestopedia for Children, at the Pedagogical Academy in Vienna. He trained teachers and physicians and set up schools around the world teaching his Suggestopedia. Dr. Lozanov said, learning is a matter of attitude, not aptitude. The communist government of Bulgaria sought to lock up Dr. Georgi Lozanov's accelerated learning program as if it was a gem they could keep only for themselves. As a medical doctor, a healer, a family man, he cared about helping others to be the whole thinking person. Remember when you are teaching what Dr. Lozanov said, learning is a matter of attitude, not aptitude.